It's that time. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, author of Help for the Help Meet Book and Workbook. And you are joining me for Help Meet Tips and Sips. This is my time to wind down. This is my time to get it together. This is my time to get my sparkling juice. Sit down, evaluate myself for the day, evaluate myself for the things that I either did or did not do. Get myself ready for being the best helpmeet possible, being the best entrepreneur possible, being the best Christian possible, being the best mom possible. But one of my hardest jobs is being a helpmeet suitable. So you know how we do it. You already know. For those of you who have been on my tips before, I love for you to join in by saying, I am a helpmeet suitable and I am sipping. Because while I'm giving a tip, I'm going to be sipping. So I encourage you to get a sip. Now, everybody knows I don't drink. Well, at least those who follow, they know I don't drink. So today, we are featuring Martinelli's Apple. Thank you for so many of you that are already popping on. Thank you for those who have tagged other help meets to let them know it's time to sip and it's time to get a tip. So I'm drinking water, drinking tea, whatever you need to do. Get your sip, relax yourself. You've got to encourage yourself because being a help meet is no easy feat. So that means death and life is in the power of the tongue. We're going to declare it, put life to it. We've got the power to speak things into existence. You saw the title. Oh my goodness. So I sit down and I say, okay, God, I'm getting ready to do the tips. And what would you like for me to share? And sometimes I want to go, well, can we talk about something else, God? I mean, do you think like that? When you stop and you ask God, what would you like to talk about, Lord? Holy Spirit, what would you like to discuss? Do you ever get something and you think, can we talk about something else? I'm just saying. Is that just me? Because that happens to me quite often. Holy Spirit wants to talk about this, but I'd rather talk about that. So we're going to talk about that tonight. So I opened up the book. And guess what I turned to? I will tell you that during the most difficult times, and I am a counselor to a lot of women who are believing God, trusting God for a prodigal spouse, believing and trusting God for a spouse that's either reckless with his life, reckless with his addictions, maybe separated, wanting to improve their marriage. I counsel a lot of people, mentor a lot of women. And one thing that's pretty common that I hear when many people will say, you know what, I really think God wants me to stick this out. I really believe this is something that God wants me to do. One common scripture that I hear from almost everyone is, God just keeps telling me, be still. And I have to admit, in the most difficult time, I would literally talk to God, beg Holy Spirit. Before I realized, you don't have to beg. That's what I was doing. Holy Spirit, you got to heal me. Holy Spirit, you got to tell me what you want. Holy Spirit. And when I would allow God to get in a word edgewise, I'm a drink on that. That's a tip in and of itself. Can you allow God to get a word in edgewise? It's time to sip. Communication is two-way. This is a side note. Communication is two-way. Do I need to say it again? Communication is two-way. Sometimes we're spending so much time talking that we don't give God the opportunity to get a word in edgewise. So I can only speak for myself. I got a sip for that one because sometimes that's about the only time I'm going to let God speak. Uh-oh. So when I took a breath, because that's how God got a word in edgewise, from all the whining, from all the complaining, from all the fussing, from all the fighting, from all the... God would say, be still. Look, God, I love you. I respect you. I appreciate you. But I need a little more than that. And know that I am God. Oh, Lord. That's what you're going to tell me, Lord? I need a way out. I need you to handle this situation. I need you to take over my marriage. I need you to get my husband and do something to him. And what you have to say to me is, be still. And if I ask for more, you're going to say, and know that I am God. I'm praying, Lord, I'm praying. So I already know that you're God. While you're up there, God, can you do a little something? Be still. So, you know, I have to go to the book. My Help for the Helpmeet. Man, Help for the Helpmeet. My book and workbook take you through my journey. Take you through a lot of the information I received. Take you through the scriptures I received. Take you, it gives you prayers and declarations to say if you're believing God for a husband, believing God for a husband to return, believing God for your husband to get in line, believing God for your husband to be a husband, whatever it is you're believing God for. God's not going to say much about your husband. He's going to tell you to be a helpmeet and be a helpmeet suitable. That's what he's going to tell you. I'm just saying. That's what he's going to tell you. If you don't have your journal, we have Tips and Sips journals coming. They're on their way. And some of you have already pre-ordered yours. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. So, Psalm 46 and 10. Psalm 46 and 10. I just saw someone's comment. Be still. That's a sip. In my book, Help for the Help Me, it really just says, I'll start on 56. Every time I mention Gerald's sin, Gerald is my king. But at the time, he wasn't acting like a king. Okay. The book says, every time I mention Gerald's sin, Holy Spirit said, be still and know that I am God. Which is Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I'm God. I mean, every time I would bring up something. I don't know about you, but he told me to be still. Be still. So to me, I had to dig in. I'm like, God, you got to be kidding. Being still doesn't mean doing nothing, because faith without works is dead. So let's clarify something. That doesn't mean sit back. Oh, God's going to do everything. What it means is I was being anxious. What it means is I was trying to do things with my own mindset. What be still really does is it tells you, hold on. Listen to me. Do this my way. Calm down, Yvette. Oh, Lord, that's a sip. Your ways are not my ways. Neither are your thoughts my thoughts. I know my son, and I'll take care of this. I know what you're going through, and I got you. I just need you to be still. That doesn't mean stop praying. That doesn't mean stop believing. That doesn't mean stop decreeing, stop declaring. I've already told you to do all those things, but once you do them, you got to be still. You got to let what I'm doing work. You've got to believe that what you've already prayed, it's already been done. You may not see the manifestation yet. Take a sip. You got to be able to say, I may not have seen the manifestation yet, but you got to believe. Because the second part of Psalm 46 and 10 is, and know that I'm God. Do you truly know that I'm God, or are you thinking you know? It's important. It's important. When you say that he is God, you're saying you already have determined he is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is the one that's going to take care of all things. God of the universe, God of my soul, God of my spirit, God of my life. So if you know that he is God, then we've got to practice being still. That means be still in your words. Be still in your attitude. Be still in all that fussing and fighting. Be still. I know what it looks like. I know what it sounds like. Be still. I know what you prayed yesterday and the day before. Be still. I can see that your heart is pounding and you have a bunch of anxiety. Be still. I can tell, Yvette, that you're not believing right now. You're losing faith. Be still. So our declaration today, you already know, I will be still. That's your declaration. I will be still. I will be still and know God is at work. And part of my being still, I also got better instructions because I spent more time saying, okay, God, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to trust you. So now I can stop. Stop trying to do it my way. Stop trying to do it the way I thought you should do it. See, I spent a lot of time. I can't speak for you. But one thing I did was I tried to tell God what to do. Oh, Lord, I got to take a sip. Have you ever tried to tell God what to do? God, you need to. God was like, you can tell me your heart. You can ask me to heal you. You can even ask me what would I like for you to do, but don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna stop telling God what to do and I'm gonna ask God what I should do. Oh, ladies, that's gotta be a tip one day. I'm going to stop trying to tell God what to do, and I'm going to ask God what I should do. Lord, forgive me. Lord, get me right. Because when I was still, he would give me some instructions, and almost always there were instructions that I had never heard of. Almost always there were things that I had never even considered. Almost always there were things that went against my flesh, but he gave me strategies. And he would say, tomorrow I want you to do this. Tonight I want you to pray this. Tonight, I want you to decree that. When you see him, say this. When you see him, don't say that. Or today, this is what you did. That didn't please me. He gave me some instructions because I was still. Because I was still. And I had to believe he was God. So search me, God. Instruct me, God. Lead me, God. Tell me what to do. You are my Father, and I know that you are God, so I'm going to be still. So if you're going to be a helpmeet suitable, you're going to have to remind yourself day in and day out, Lord, today, help me be still, and while I'm still, give me some instructions. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need you to tell me what to do, because if I do it on my own, I'm going to make a mess. But when I listen to you, and I'm still before you, you always remind me, I'm God, and I change not. So I'm going to tell you what to do, and it's going to line up with my word. It's going to line up with my word. So help me. Today we're going to remind each other. Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. That's a short little part of that verse, but it's so important. And it's not easy. So we've got to decree it. We've got to declare it. We've got to make sure we do it intentionally. We will be still. Lord, help me be still. Help me be still so you can give me instructions so I can overcome whatever it is that I need to overcome to be a helpmeet suitable. So thanks for joining me. For my wind down time, I'm getting ready to work with my mentoring group. I mentor the most amazing warriors, the most amazing helpmeet army, and we're getting ready to pray. So if you feel something shaking in the earth, it's because the army is praying together at midnight prayer. We do damage to the kingdom of darkness together. So thanks for joining me. My ladies will be boots to the ground. If you need information about being mentored, We also do counseling. I'll be doing some more webinars soon, but there's some webinars on our website, geraldandyvette.com. Some of you are new to our ministry, so make sure you visit us on our website, geraldandyvette.com. Hear that bell? That's the bell to remind me it's time to work with my Helpmeet Army and Spiritual Warfare Arsenal Training Group. Thanks for joining me on Helpmeet Sips and Tips.